You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
Hey, Lyle.
Nothing on there works smooth.
Soy un hombre muy honrado que me gusta lo mejor. A mujeres no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor. Jineteando en mi caballo por la sierra yo me voy. Las estrellas y la luna ellas me dicen dónde voy. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. Mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
My name is Rex, and if you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the octagon. It's called Rex Kwando. I need a volunteer. Okay, you'll do. Come up here. Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei! Okay. Now I'm gonna give you one chance. One chance, people. Give me your best shot. All right, that was pretty good. Okay, now watch this, everybody. Grab my arm. The other arm. My other arm. Okay, now watch this. I'm just gonna break the wrist and walk away. Break the wrist, walk away.
Jeez.
Okay, it's just that simple. Now, I want you to kick me. Come on, kick me. Okay, do it again. Do it again.
Ouch.
Okay, you'll block it every time. Have a seat. Now, in addition to what you just saw, if you study with my 8-week program, you're going to learn these things first off. Rex Kwando, we use the buddy system. No more flying solo. You need somebody watching your back at all times. Second off, you're going to learn to discipline your image. Do you think I got where I am today because I dress like Peter Pan here? Take a look at what I'm wearing, people. Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys? Forget about it. Last off, my students will learn about self-respect. Do you think anybody thinks I'm a failure because I go home to Starlight Night? Forget about it. Now, for only $300, you can sign up right now for my 8-week program.
You wouldn't steal a handbag. You wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't steal a baby. You wouldn't shoot a policeman and then steal his helmet. You wouldn't go to the toilet in his helmet and then send it to the policeman's grieving widow and then steal it again. Downloading films is stealing. If you do it, you will face the consequences.
Nice.
Man, these anti-piracy ads are getting really mean.
I'll say, everybody! Episode 104 of Nowhere Mulberry 104. We are here in the Mulberry Studios, here at the Mulberry Cultural District. Steven, I am a robot. What the hell am I talking like this for? Hello, Steven, the pop culture zealot.
Hello, Jason.
The Stevenbot 6000 with me. State of the art.
Yes, state of the art.
Slow processor, though.
Yes, very slow.
How are you doing, Steven?
Just fine.
Welcome. Welcome
long,
to the show.
Long day, but it's fine.
This is Nowhere in Mulberry, the television, pop culture show type stuff.
Nowhere in Mulberry. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, I got
and
it now.
Steven, today is a solo show. Take over, Steven, and I'm going to go to the movies. Bye.
And there was a helicopter crash?
Even if there wasn't one, there is a helicopter.
There is. There's always a helicopter crash. I'll find
somewhere
it.
In the world, a helicopter is crashing. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
That's what happens when I read
helicopter
news.
Crash blog. That's what you need. Today, another helicopter crash.
Jesus, what's with helicopters?
I'm there covering every helicopter crash in the world. We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill? Oh, dear.
How looks like we've lost Bill.
Bill? Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm stuck under the ocean.
I was saying, hey, Bill, how's it going? And then I see Mulberry Bill is calling. Hey, he's calling.
Sorry, I'm having some computer issues, as it probably sounds like.
Are you in a public place right now?
No, I'm where I normally am.
Huh. It kind of sounds like he's on a cell phone or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what?
Terrific. He's in in one of those old-timey phone booths.
Now,
you know?
Bill, we have you on the side of the latest helicopter crash. How is everything going there?
Oh, the humanity! The burning! The people! It's horrible.
Screaming! It's horrible.
Ah!
We not also, you screaming, the see, people.
Let's see how Vanessa's sound quality is. Hey, Vanessa, the Mulberry Newswoman. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're doing fantastic. I hope you're having a good week, Vanessa.
I don't sound like I'm talking through a tin can, do I?
No, you don't.
Okay, good.
A tin bucket, maybe.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what that means. I got nothing. But how are you doing, everybody? It's nice for everyone to be here. The sound quality's fine, Bill. You sound as good as, say, another podcast.
Yeah, but we're not another podcast.
As good as MuggleCast.
It's okay. One bad.
Sounds as good as the Audio Herald show, Bill. So.
Yeah, they're great.
But you don't have that behind you the entire time.
So like, you're not near an electric...
I'm going to do the show right next to my refrigerator.
My broken refrigerator that's humming really.
Yeah. But it's
trying to work.
It's fantastic to do the show. No, it's not. I don't know why I keep saying that. Hey, guys, what's going on? What's going down? Has everybody finished your Christmas shopping yet, huh?
I haven't even started.
Whatever.
Procrastinator, huh?
Well, I'm so anxiously awaiting the new American Gladiators, I can barely contain myself. Nitro!
My shopping was rather easy.
I want to see the obstacle course at
Nitro.
The end of the episode.
I want them to get those big ball things and try to get to the end of the finish line.
I
want to
see those muscle-bound blonde women with mustaches.
I just like well, I like I'd rather watch the Ninja Warrior games.
Yeah, with all of their roids. Because don't they start to get whiskers and stuff because they're doing roids?
They're shaving.
Yeah,
you can see the
big ball things.
I remember one of them's name was Ice, but who was the real kind of muscle bound blonde chick?
I'm Oh, there was Lace, Ice.
Maybe it's Lace. Yeah. And you know, with the name,
they
like,
try to feminine her up with the eyes.
I am Lace.
Where is Lace?
Sorry, RoboCop 2 humor there.
But wait, Lucy, I know who you're talking about, the blonde one.
Yeah, there was like several blonde ones, but
Diamond or something like that. I think it was like.
Yeah, and there was Turbo.
Yes, Nitro.
Glove compartment.
Catalytic converter.
Crankshaft. Yeah. On crankshaft. Rocker arm. What are they? Sideboards?
Powered seats.
Electric monocle.
Yeah, bucket seat. Bucket seats. Blah-punked.
Blah-punked.
So, guys, do you guys pay attention?
Nitrous oxide. Wait, yeah. There was
Nitro. Yeah, I remember Nitro left for a while. Then they said, he's back. And it was like, Nitro.
Yeah, he's like.
And I remember, you remember my Casey? I was hanging out with Casey at his house. And his roommate, this chick, I forget her name.
Psycho bitch.
We were watching, I don't know if that was her God-given name, Steven, but.
Term of endearment.
But they showed that next week, a special Gladiator will return, and they showed Nitro, and I swear she went, oh!
Nice.
That's not good. When you're getting excited about something, oh my god, he's back!
Ah! He's back, he's off, he's got his roids back.
I'll never forget, when we worked in a frame shop, Steven, we'd frame pictures, sometimes, you know, we'd frame many pictures. A lot of times people don't realize, oh, this is like the 100th version of this picture I framed this week. But this guy had a pencil sketch drawing of Chuck Norris.
Sweet.
He was getting framed. He was framing a pencil drawing of Chuck Norris, and he did. But there was this girl, Crystal,
that he did. He was so proud of his own.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm getting this framed. This shit's pretty good. I'm going to sell this at a flea market or something. So I believe he made prints of it, like one of three or something, you know. But awesome. There was a girl who worked with us named Crystal.
Co-signed by Chuck Norris.
I remember it was framed, and I had put it away. It was kind of propped up, and you could see it was like in a barnwood frame, you know, Chuck Norris with a barnwood frame with his hands on his hips. And she walks up.
Walker, Texas Ranger pose.
She walks up and she picks it up and she goes, Chuck Norris! And she hugs the framed picture like, oh! And I was like, what the hell? No one should like Chuck Norris that much. I thought the guy who drew the sketch loved Chuck Norris. You really love him because you're embracing the picture.
I only wish I could draw a Chuck Norris picture this good.
Chuck Norris!
I love you,
In
Chuck.
High school, all the time, people go, hey, Mug, man, you can draw. Why don't you draw me a picture of Eddie from Iron Maiden, man? I'll pay you $5 or something.
You're like, $5?
It's like, oh, okay.
Here you go.
But these girls, can you draw me a picture of George Strait? What the? Why?
I want you to draw me a picture of Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. Can you draw me a panoramic picture of all the American gladiators?
I want a picture of Chuck Norris and his black deputy side by side.
Black deputy.
Black deputy.
Zap!
Wasn't that,
nobody knew his name.
Wasn't that Rodney Allen Rippy grown up?
And I want
the guy
old
from Die Hard.
I want the old dude from.
Yeah, it was. It was a guy from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Not a creature was stirring except for the three assholes coming up on your left. But, guys, okay, does anyone have the Golden Globe nominees in front of you? Because let's tackle this Golden Globe thing. All right. Well, it's TV and film is what the Golden Globes does, right?
Correct.
And this isn't the People's Choice Awards, right? Who are doing the votes for the Golden Globes?
The Globies.
What's that, Bill?
Isn't it the foreign press?
Oh, it's the foreign press? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and start off.
That's why they're the Globes.
Vanessa, go ahead and name a couple, and we'll see if we've even seen these shows or TV movies.
We'll start out with Best Motion Picture Drama. They have American Gangster, Atonement.
Oh, are you okay, Bill?
No, I was just
need some gas.
Blowing a raspberry.
Okay, what else?
Atonement, Eastern Promises, The Great Debaters.
What's The Great Debaters?
I remember the commercial for it.
It's a good thing Bill's not a member of the foreign press.
Well,
I'd like to know, like, what version of these movies they were watching. Because they suck.
I've seen none of them.
Well, No Country for Old Men and There Will Be Blood.
And nobody's seen that yet.
There Will Be Blood. I'd like to see most of them.
Okay. I'll see when they come on cable.
What about actors?
Okay, best performance by an actress in a motion picture. We have Kate Blanchett for Elizabeth, The Golden Age. Julie Christie for Away From Her. Jodie Foster.
Where the hell did they dig her up from?
Yeah, from the dead. Jodie Foster, The Brave One. Angelina Jolie, A Mighty Heart. And Keira Knightley, Atonement.
Keira Knightley? She act, really?
I'd atone her with something.
There's not enough of her to nominate, is there?
I know. She needs some implants.
Implants? She needs body fat.
That would look really bad on that skeleton body.
You know what she reminds me of? Superimpose her face on one of the aliens in Close Encounters at the end.
Yeah, if you just extend her legs and her arms.
She does a little hand signal. Boop, 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 whatever. Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture. George Clooney for Michael Clayton.
The Clooney.
Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood. James McAvoy for Atonement. Viggo Mortensen for Eastern Promises. Denzel Washington, American Gangster.
It's a strong category, man. Those are all fantastic actors. I say when in doubt, give it to Daniel Day-Lewis because he doesn't make movies that often.
I agree.
Then they have it broken down. Now we're going into the musical or comedy genre for motion picture. They break it down.
This is where Grease 2 was once nominated, right? I want to see O-O-L. Go ahead.
Okay, let's just go to supporting actress. We don't care about the best performance by an actress in a supporting role is Kate Blanchett for I'm Not There. Julia Roberts.
Where are you? You're not there.
I don't know how you say this girl's name. Sarah Reese Ronan. Atonement.
Atonement. Yeah. What is Atonement?
She's a Ronan. She's a wandering samurai.
Is Atonement? Is Atonement in wide release? Because I haven't even heard of it.
I've seen commercials for it.
Oh,
I don't know if it's wide release or not. Amy Ryan for Gone Baby Gone. Never heard of it. Tilda Swinton for Michael Clayton.
I want to see all these movies. I guess I'm just
Michael
way
Clayton
behind.
Wasn't bad, but it just wasn't good. I mean, wasn't great.
Okay. I've heard it was excellent, Bill. I think that Richard Roper disagrees with you, Bill.
Richard Roper's a douchebag. That's just my opinion. One thumb up your bum hole.
Now they have best performance by an actor in a supporting role. They have Casey Affleck for The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Longest title in history of man.
Yeah, next to the Borat movie. Javier Bardem for No Country for Old Men.
He'll win. Everyone loves him.
Philip Seymour Hoffman for Charlie Wilson's War. John Travolta for Hairspray. And Tom Wilson.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
John Travolta. That's a gimmicky nomination there. That's the whatever.
That's the prosthetic nomination.
Yeah. Hey, he was in a fat suit, and he's a chick. We got to nominate him. It's really hard to get in a fat suit.
He's pretending to be divine. He's a fat chick in a suit, and he's closeted gay.
Where was Martin Lawrence's nominations for Big Mama?
What about Blue Streak? I mean, you can't just leave out, his other films, even though it was a fat suit.
What about Norbit? Come on, Eddie Murphy.
If you leave out North, you gotta put.
They gotta have that. The fat this year's fat suit nominee is
this year's prosthetic nominee. That would be,
But would you count implants though? Because then they can have a lot of,
No, it has to deal with the film. It can't deal with the cosmetic.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Best animated featured film is B Movie, Ratatouille, and The Simpsons Movie.
Ratatouille.
Wait, say that again. Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Three words.
Ratatouille. Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
B-movie. The Simpsons movie.
I have seen The Simpsons and the B-movie. Simpsons, you got to give it to The Simpsons. But I haven't seen Ratatouille, Bill.
Ratatouille deserves everything.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
Best director is, they have Tim Burton for Sweeney Todd, Ethan Coen, Joel Coen for No Country for Old Men, Julian Schnabel, David Bell and the Butterfly, Ridley Scott for American Gangster, and Joe Wright for Atonement. Best original score, Grace Is Gone by Clint Eastwood, Kite Runner by Alberto Iglesias, Atonement by Dario Marianelli.
Oh, we don't care about this category. All right.
Television series, here we go.
Hey, wait a second. Wouldn't that piss you off if Clint Eastwood won in the music category? You'd be like, dude, come on. He's getting best director every year. Now he's doing music? Not fair.
All right. Best television series in the drama category. Big Love on HBO. Damages on the FX network. Grey's Anatomy, ABC. House on Fox. Mad Men, AMC.
Mad Men will win it.
The Tudors, Showtime. I think The Tudors is a great
The Tudors, yeah. I love those style houses.
Best performance by an actress. I think we lost Bill again. Best performance by an actress in a television series.
It happens.
Patricia Arquette for Medium on NBC.
An all-new Medium.
That's actually a very good show.
It actually is not.
It is. It is a good show. It's very well done.
No, it's not.
The How person whom you're it? Trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Bill, we're just doing the show. In case you wanted to join us.
Why didn't the British lady answer your phone?
I have a good one, bro. Okay, later.
Glenn Close for Damages on FX. Minnie Driver for The Riches, FX. Edie Falco for The Sopranos on HBO. Sally Field for She's Brothers and Sisters.
Hey, I'm Vanessa. Sorry,
uh-huh.
Kelsey Grammer is the angel of death.
Ow. Wow, that hurt.
You know, Vanessa, Medium is not a good show. I'm not gonna end this subject until you admit it.
No, I think it's a great show. Sally Field for Brothers and Sisters on ABC, Holly Hunter for Saving Grace on TNT, and Kira Sedgwick for The Closer on TNT. A lot of these shows, I'm actually surprised. Best performance by an actor.
Coming soon, Molly Ringwald.
God, that was loud.
Turn your headphones down.
They're not that loud. Best performance by an actor in a television.
Like a midget locksmith.
Michael C. Hall for Dexter.
Dexter, he deserves to win right there.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard it's a great show.
Vanessa, it really is. You need to rent season one. Go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Go ahead and do it right now. Do you have Netflix? Log on to Netflix.com.
John Hamm or Hom, I don't know how he pronounces it, for Mad Men. Hugh Laurie for House on Fox. Bill Paxton for Big Love on HBO. And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers for The Tudors. We don't care about musical or... Do you care about comedy shows? 30 Rock, Californication,
yes.
Entourage, Extras, and Pushing Daisies are nominated.
Those are all great shows. 30 Rock should win. What do you think, Steven?
Entourage.
Or Californication's a
Californication. I love that show.
Oh, you watch that?
Uh-huh.
Would you say it's better than Medium?
Different. You can't compare them.
No. I want to know right now, is Californication better than Medium?
They're different. It's like comparing country with rap. It's just, you can't compare them. All right. Best performance by an actress
Steven,
in a comedy
show. Steven, why won't
she
admit that Medium's not a good show? It's driving me nuts. Do you think that it's a good show, Steven?
No.
No.
Christine Applegate for Samantha Who.
That show has barely been on the air. It can't get nominated that fast. No
fair. I guess she's done a great job. America Ferrera, Ugly Betty. Tina Fey for 30 Rock.
Wait, I thought that show was called Fugly Betty. No wonder my TiVo's not recording it.
It's hard to find on the news.
Wouldn't Fugly Betty be a better title?
Yes, but people would be like, what's
Fugly?
An all-new
Fugly Betty.
Anna Friel for Pushing Daisies and Mary Louise Parker for Weeds.
Steven?
Push your little daisies and make them come up! Push your little daisies!
Now for the men in comedy or a musical, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, God,
Baldwin,
this is going on forever. Give it to Alec Baldwin. Let's go ahead and get into
Steve Carell for The Office.
Entertainment. What you said, it just keeps going.
Because I'm finishing this category. Californication, Richard Gervais. Never seen that for extras. And
wait,
Lee
what
Pace,
did you say his name was?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh, okay.
It's not funny. It's not funny, Jason.
I like to call him Cookie Jervis.
I'm going to see the ensemble thing. Do they, I don't think Lost got nominated. Or did it? I don't know.
They won
and,
enough awards.
Steven Spielberg is going to get the Cecil B. DeMille Award this year.
Cecil B. Demented Award? Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and the show's a little wheels off because Bill's not... Oh, kazoon type, Vanessa. Or was that a cough?
I was coughing, sorry.
Oh, you're only allowed to sneeze on the show. No cough.
Oh, I apologize. This is the military
so just,
again?
When you cough, just go... just say chew at the end of your cough. Like, chew.
Chinese cough, gotcha.
Yes. I got nothing. All right, chew. Guys, let's check out the entertainment. Maybe Bill'll show up. All right, I Am Legend has come out. We haven't had a chance to see it, unless you saw it secretly, Steven. Vanessa, no. Did you drop your headset?
Yeah, sorry.
Are you being
no,
attacked?
Actually, I bumped it.
But... Vanessa, you're being attacked. Watch out.
My great
so, I Am Legend is out. I really want to see it. The reviews I've been reading of it, you know, one thing you've got to worry about reviews, first of all, you got to worry about spoilers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when something is based on a book you've read, there's only so many spoilers.
How can we spoilers, yeah.
But they also said that the film is not only based on I Am Legend, the book, it's also based on the Omega Man script. So they've, which isn't exactly loyal to the book. So it looks like that they, you know, they kind of made their nice little stew. I Am Legend stew,
the...
yeah. I don't know why you would say that, Steve. Yeah. So, from what I read, the film is really good, but I read this, and this will make me self-conscious when seeing it. The first...
You shouldn't have read anything about it.
Yeah, the first three quarters of the movie are great. It's the last act that the movie not
falls
so great.
Flat on his face.
Well, they don't say that. It's just that it's not as good. It's almost like a different gear and...
Like someone else took over the movie?
No, It's not as promising. It's not as interesting as the first part of the movie. You know what I mean? There's almost like, I guess there's a mystery and then it goes away.
Gotcha.
No, that wasn't a good thing. Let's see. What is a good description? Let's see if Bill's back. Maybe Bill can help finish my thought there. Now, Bill, what do you think?
Bill, do you think anything?
It's still ringing. Let's see if that English lady answers again. Panic, wheels off.
Oh, somebody shooting wheels off bus.
Okay, so basically now when I see the movie, I'm like, man, this movie's really good. But I heard it really sucks in the final act. And so when I'm watching it, now I'm going to think, well, it's not that bad.
I never listen to reviewers anyway.
Yeah.
Because they go in a movie by themselves. They can't get the experience with the audience, you know, how the audience reacts to certain things. And so, like, Snakes on a Plane, for instance, you have to have the audience reaction with it.
I don't... Okay.
No. Best not to.
You know, the thing is, maybe I should go see No Country for Old Men, because I really want to see that, and see I Am Legend, like, a couple weeks from now. But here's the thing. I Am Legend, I keep seeing, if you see it in an IMAX theater... It's got this awesome new Batman like short film that kind of ties into the new Dark Knight film that's coming out.
So you're going to go see it just to see a trailer?
It's not a trailer. It's a short film. And a lot of people are saying that this short film is so awesome. You'll be...
Mesmerized.
It's like you forget about the movie you're going to see. It's like, I don't want to see this movie. I want to see that movie.
How do I...
But I'm really excited. But here's the thing, guys. A new trailer came out with a film with Bruce Campbell. We all love Bruce Campbell from the Evil Dead films. And he's written and directed a new film called They Call Me Bruce. And essentially the film is kind of sounds Galaxy Quest-ish where these people, their small town is being invaded by a monster, and this guy's a big fan of Bruce Campbell. Who better than Bruce Campbell to help them rid their town of this monster, since he's so good at it in the Evil Dead films? So, but it turns out Bruce Campbell's a total jerk, which really sucks. So let's go ahead and check out the trailer. And it looks, don't get me wrong, everything looks incredibly low budget about this movie.
That adds to its charm.
Low budget, low production values. Even the trailer looks cheap, and the narrator guy just looks bad, like Charles Band type video, you know. But you know how they would have the bad trailers? You would rent, like, The Puppet Master, but there would be, like, four or five trailers of these other horrible movies that the studio put out. Let's go ahead and check it out.
I thought I told you to ditch all this monster movie crap.
You know his movies.
Maniac Cop? Moonwarp?
Moonwarp? You know his name.
Bruce Campbell is the greatest actor of his generation.
Bruce Campbell.
Hey, I know that guy. Unlike most action stars, I can speak, what's the word, English.
He's kind to animals.
Time for some hooch! Hooch for the pooch!
He loves his fans.
Give me your autograph.
Ever see Rawhide?
Yeah.
Well, then you gotta keep them doggies rolling.
And
Mr. Campbell, we need your help.
When your town's in trouble,
a group of teenagers unwittingly unleashed Guan Di, the Chinese god of war, protector of the dead.
I hate when that happens.
He will kill every one of us.
He's the only man.
You need someone who can take on a heinous monster and stop him in his tracks.
For the job.
That would be me.
Showtime, huh?
Guan Di has been unleashed.
I'm sorry, was that unreached?
Grab your guns.
You guys ready for some violence? I'll just have to limp along with this 31 longbow.
45 long slide.
Long slide.
Grab your women.
I'm gonna move that hand.
Sorry about that.
It's time.
And get ready.
Are you ready for this, Bruce? Kid, I made a movie in Bulgaria. I'm ready for anything.
For the legend.
Retreat!
They call...
Shoot it!
You never told me that this monster was real.
Bruce.
I'm going to stall the one-ton wonton.
He's a protector of bean curd.
Before he rips my head off and shoves it in my face. Just you and me, Top Ramen.
Bruce Campbell, Ted Raimi, and Ted Raimi.
Well, it's nice to know that tofu really is good for your health.
Double pill.
My name is Bruce.
Where the heck did you find this Evil Dead shampoo?
Bruce, that's drain cleaner.
Maybe that would explain the burning sensation.
Why would there be Evil Dead drain cleaner? But do you see what I mean? It looks cheesy as hell, but it looks very entertaining.
Sounds fun. Looks fun.
Definitely. Yeah. And it says coming 2008. I think that means we have no distributor yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully they'll get one. Now, yeah, straight that's about all we got. Deck the Halls. Bells of Hari. Don't you love how bad is it when they do an Asian joke? You know, like that.
Did unreached? You just say unreached?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and we have a few shows to talk about, like Kitchen Nightmares, the final Friday Night Lights until the writer's strike is over, and Smallville. But first, let's get into What's on a TiVo? Now, Vanessa, I know that you watch America's Top Model, am I right? It's like the 12th season of the show. And the best the best thing about this show is they do a questionnaire part, Stephen. They ask you they ask you the difficult question. Stephen, why do you have a problem with authority? You know, do you have daddy issues? And then you break down and you start crying, and then they really know that they got you. So here, listen to Tyra's wisdom here as she talks to this girl. The girl really breaks up here. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
I was
going to
tell all about my daddy issues. I thought you really wanted to know the answer.
I don't want to know the answer.
Okay. It's all right.
You have such an armor, and there's something protecting you, so why do you think you have that?
I'm used to being really strong and having to be really strong.
Why are you used to having to do that?
Because I had to be a mom.
You had to raise your family.
My sisters, yeah.
So then you have some inner resentment towards mama.
Waterworks.
That's what keeps me from having to have talking to my own.
Because I don't want you to think that I'm weak.
I'd rather see a girl crying in front of me because she's hurt, because she might have missed a lot of her childhood and being a normal girl, than saying, which one is more of a human being that's more likable and vulnerable? This one probably feels a lot more uncomfortable, but it's a lot more real. The other one is just like protection. Remember we did that photo shoot and you want to find yourself and you want to climb to the other side of the wall to find out who Jenna is?
I found myself on that mountaintop when I climbed up there.
So the real Jenna, who she really is on the other side of that wall. You just did.
I wish when I talked to you, Steven, and gave you wisdom, an acoustic guitar backed it up the whole time. Now, Steven, you know, the real Steven, he's up there, not over there. So if you look over there, that's you know, where you're going to find yourself. Do you know what I'm saying, Steven?
I had to climb your house to get over something, you know, my inner demons.
Yeah,
and I found myself up there.
That was beautiful.
It's deep. And when you stare long into my backyard, you become the backyard, if it were, as it were. I think Nietzsche said that. Jack
become
Nietzsche.
The yard is the yard.
Johnny Nietzsche.
Johnny Nietzsche. The,
Johnny Nietzsche.
The famous beat poet in Venice. He did chalk drawings. It was cool. They looked 3D. If you looked at it from an angle, it's like, holy shit, that looks 3D.
Is that the ones you stare at on the porch?
Exactly.
There's a sailboat in there.
But anyway, Kitchen Nightmares. Vanessa, have you watched Kitchen Nightmares this week?
Yes, and I actually watched the British version just last night on BBC as well.
So you, when you watch the British version, then watch the American version, isn't the American version just a pale, like, echo of the British version?
Actually, the differences are, I can tell why they changed some things, because, like, in the British version, you have Gordon Ramsay actually doing the voiceover, you know, narrating.
Yeah, he does the narration, yeah. And they don't bleep.
Yeah, they bleeped. They bleeped on the BBC, but it
they
just
bleep a little bit. They can say shit on the BBC.
Well, they like you know how in the American version they do the whole overhaul with the decor and stuff. They don't do that on the British version. It's almost like they don't have as much of a budget,
right?
So they don't get to do that part, which actually I like because then it adds more to the conflict. And he was getting into a conflict with this crotchety old man. It was pretty good, but I could see positives and negatives on
yeah,
both.
Yeah, those were years ago, too, I believe, weren't they? Like
this was a new one, 2007.
Oh, really? He's still doing the UK one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this...
I think he's doing that off-season from this one.
Now, on this show, he always seems in a hurry, too. Like, guys, let me check out your restaurant. I'm going to eat a meal. Doesn't he always seem like he's in a hurry? Like, I got a week to do this show, and then I'm off to the UK.
I've got my own five-star restaurant to look after.
He always looks like in a hurry, and he takes the train there. But I love when he sits down and he has this meal. Of course, nothing's ever good in the meal, is it, Steven? Every episode.
Not the first. And every meal, every place serves crab cakes.
And of course,
he loves crab cakes.
This is the arrogant French chef, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can't tell him anything. He has an
Michel.
Yeah, Michel is his name. Let's hear what happens when he tells him it's the worst meal he's ever had.
You seem proud of that food. You seem quite...
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean,
don't take this personally.
Yes.
I thought your food was crap.
Uh-oh.
Tasteless, bizarre. Your food was long-winded, boring, and just, you know, badly done.
Honestly, I've never seen anyone talk to Michelle in the way Ramsay talked to him.
As a waitress, I don't get complaints about the food. The only complaint I might get is a food cold.
Jane, I'm not asking you to blow smoke up his I've just sat there for the last hour and had one of the worst meals I've ever eaten.
That's a matter of opinion.
God.
That's a matter of opinion.
You're not are you that arrogant? A matter of opinion?
Not being that arrogant.
If you're such a passionate chef, and you are a natural because you're French and yes. You know, you love cooking.
Yes.
Why are you serving tin crab meat?
Tin crab, the main reason is because the restaurant is quiet. I buy fresh crab, goes bad really fast, so I have to buy this crab.
I'm trying to get inside your mind so I can start breaking down how stupid you are.
Whoa.
I don't think he likes Michelle.
What an arrogant He's so far up his own he can't even breathe anymore.
Do you think they ever tell Gordon Ramsay? It's like, maybe you could not use swear words. That way we wouldn't have to bleep everything.
Well, that's just the way he talks. It's
they want that, don't they? But here's the other thing. Later on in the show...
Well, you and I have talked about, it too, is where we think they put extra bleeps in when he's not really saying something all that bad, you know. he's an arrogant prick, you know, but they're bloping pricks.
But he has the right to be, though. There's some people who are arrogant, and you're like, why the hell are you arrogant? You have
that's
no
what
reason,
Gordon Ramsay always says. He goes, I have a successful restaurant. I'm trying to help you have a successful one. The best part, though, Vanessa, is when he goes, let me check out the kitchen here. Let me check out the freezer. And, of course, it's disgusting. And we get another Gordon Ramsay vomit. Just wait for
nice.
It.
My goodness me.
Mold everywhere.
The food's been in this fridge for so long, even the fridge has now started to get moldy. Look, just here, there's like mold caked on. This thing hasn't been cleaned for years. Look, it's real mold.
It's been here that long, even the bottle's moldy.
Oh.
Place is a health hazard. Mold is festering, so potentially dangerous in terms of poisoning someone. This place can't stay open. The place is disgusting. Maggots. Oh, confess, the maggots. Oh, God.
Maggots. What was with the... But Gordon is like, excuse me, cameraman, I gotta go vomit. So
I gotta vomit. There was maggots all over this.
I've got to vom.
And I just ate most
it was
of this.
Pretty nasty. And you know what he does? I don't understand why he does this. He goes, oh, look at this. It's disgusting. And he sticks his hand and scoops up whatever it is.
I know.
Like, look at that. And he sticks it in the camera. That's disgusting. He's like, stop touching it. Why are you doing that? Like, there's always grease. He's like, let me scoop it up. Look how gross it is. It's like, put some gloves on, dude. So nasty.
Oh.
Well, he has to show you that you could be possibly touching it.
Well, I guess to show that it's easily clean, you can easily clean it.
Yeah, and of course, they go ahead and clean it up. And the guy, the French guy, Michel, he's like, when's the last time you cleaned your freezer? And he goes, yesterday.
Yeah,
that's right. And he goes, he's like, really? Is that really when you cleaned it? Yeah. He's like, dude, come on. I'm not stupid. Why do people do that? But here's the best part. This will show you how in denial he is, Steven. Gordon Ramsay asks him a simple question. If you're so successful, how much money does your restaurant make? And the guy can't answer him. Listen to this.
The restaurant is not doing that bad, okay? I make decent money.
How much money have you made in 7 years?
How much money have I made where?
In the restaurant in 7 years.
What do you mean?
How much money have you made in 7 years?
Ah, sorry. It's a big question. You need to make it smaller.
How much profit have you made in 1 year? You're hiding from me.
No, not really, but...
You don't want my help?
I want your help. I want your help, but, you know, I want good help.
Don't dare start lecturing me what you want me to tell you. I'm here to help. The quicker you understand that, the better for all of us. Right now, every time I tell you something, it's the man that's just ignoring everything I say.
I've had some stuff in my time, but you take the piss.
Wow, so the guy's in total denial.
Well, that's the thing that gets me is they ask for his help, yet they don't. They're very
reticent to take his help.
Yeah. They just it's like ooh, you know
they're
there's
so
a problem.
Full of pride. Yeah, high five, Steven.
$5 word.
Hey, I just Bill. Why don't you, if you're listening to the show, why don't you just call in on the phone at 818-935-5132? Why don't you do that? Okay, cuz bro.
Oh, he's not listening. He went to bed.
Text him.
Let's see if Bill is there. If we could only get Bill somehow on the show. Bill! Hello? Is this Bill? Mulberry? Bill? Mulberry?
Hear me?
Yes! Hey, Bill! How you doing? Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Bill, how you doing? He's connected, so we hear you, Bill. Just start talking whenever you can hear us. Bill. And we lost Bill again. Maybe we'll get him sometime on the show. Let's see. I'm going to call him again. Let's see.
No dead air. No dead air.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
All right, whatever. So anyway, the guy gets in a verbal argument, Steven, with Michelle, and he calls him the favorite thing he calls anybody. He calls him a donkey.
A donkey.
Mr. Big Chef shouldn't be in the kitchen. The guy's not a chef.
With the restaurant on the verge of success, Chef Michelle is insisting on reverting back to his old ways, and Gordon has reached his breaking point.
Thank you very much. I think it's great.
Cut the bull. You don't care anymore, do you? Get straight to the answer.
No, I'm not cutting no I'm telling you how it
answer.
Okay? All right?
Okay.
All right, good. Your menu is not better than mine. You know?
You're a donkey.
My food been voted best chef in Ventura County.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is the big shot.
Let me finish.
Don't push the finger.
You put your hands up here. Listen to me. You run a hole of the kitchen yourself.
No.
Okay?
No.
Who the are you to turn around and tell me when you work like a pig? You pig!
Yeah, you know what?
You're lazy.
Yeah, big
you're
word.
You're so full of open your eyes
big
and
mouth.
Look round.
Big mouth. You're not happy?
I'm happy.
You can get out.
Go on.
You can get out.
Sell.
You can get out. It's my kitchen.
Yeah, is it? It's your kitchen and clean it, you lazy.
No.
And then what the first thing, usually the chef leaves. He's like, I'm out of here, and he storms out. This time, Gordon Ramsay had enough, and he left. And then Chef Ramsay cooled off, he came back. So he's like, I can't believe this guy. I'm out of here. Why don't we go ahead and just watch the whole episode while we're on the air?
Go ahead and play one more clip, if you will, please.
Hello, Rise Guys Morning Show. Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, it's Bill. What's going on, man? Hey, it's Bill.
What's up?
I finally got through. I can't believe it. I finally got through.
This does not sound like Bill. Who are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Bill.
Bill's not from the South, first of all. Hi, my name is Bill.
Hello. I'm Bill. Hello.
How's it going?
Me. Don't you recognize me? I'm Bill.
Yes. Hey, Bill. What's up? Can't wait for the DVDs later.
Let's do some DVDs.
How's it going, Andy?
Aw, you suck.
Come on, it was obvious.
What, you couldn't take... No way. I covered my tracks very well.
Hey, Andy, while you're here, Andy, let's do this. What did you think of the final Friday Night Lights Until It Ever Comes Back? Of the year. Final FNL of the year.
I mean, I thought it was fine. You know, I loved everything except for the whole big whopping Landry situation, you know. How many times have we seen that ending, you know, where it's like there's a resolution and then the shot of the eyes opening? You know what I mean?
Does that mean it's going to haunt him for the rest of his life?
It's going to haunt him for the rest of his life. He'll never be the same.
But hey, it's real.
He knows.
If you're going to do that look, the best time to do it is when you're hugging somebody and they can't see the evil look in your eye.
Exactly.
Or no.
Now he's going to start going off and finding rapists to kill.
Yeah, that's what the look was. He's like, I'm now a vigilante.
I'm
really a killer, and no one knows but me.
You know, I honestly believe that we will never hear of that storyline again. The show will just not let it go on.
You know what that was? That was a bunch of execs sitting around the table saying, we got to do something mystery. We got to do something CSI-like. We got to do something to pull people in. This is the second season. You guys got to do something different or you're going to lose your show.
I agree. It sounded like a studio interference. But you know what? I like where they took the characters and the relationship with Landry's father. So, we got some good out of it.
There was some good in it. I just think that it was a little overdone with the whole...
I'm just glad the storyline's over. I believe Bill said, I believe Landry's going to kill himself now. And I was what? You would definitely lose the viewers at that point.
That would so derail that show.
People want Landry to be who he is. He's the fun guy who has the great lines
or
of dialogue.
Or does he go like the hardcore Christian route, you know?
Yeah. They're already doing that with Lila.
What was his Christian metal band named?
Oh, God, Crucifictorious.
Crucifictorious.
I love that. We need to see that again. But yeah. I love the Riggins storyline, living with that weird dude with the mutton chops and the meth lab.
That was great.
How'd you like
everything? Everything about the season so far has been great. It's just the story with Landry was a little heavy duty. You know, that's the only thing I think. It wasn't native to the show. It was something that just seemed foreign and alien. Although within the show, I still think it was done, you know, very well. And you know, getting to see Landry's dad was cool. So
also the whole Riggins and the waking up and the guy's got the gun in his face. Hey man, did you forget to feed the ferrets? He's like, oh man, put the gun down. Don't kill me. And he's just like, I'm just joking. I love when he goes, hey man, I got my buddies downstairs. Come on down. And he's like, hey guys, I'm going to go get some vodka. I'll be right back. And they're like, all right. And he's like,
he broke out.
He's like, I'm getting the hell out of this psycho. Let's see
that's
if Bill's
your hillbilly
available.
Voice guy.
Yeah.
That guy who he was living with, that's your hillbilly voice guy.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, did you feed my ferrets?
Exactly. That's him.
I love it.
But, all right. Is this son of a bitch working now?
There he is.
Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian.
All right, guys. I've done my duty. I've filled in, and I am outie.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks, Andy.
Officially, more problems than the Midnight Show with B-Nub.
So we were talking about Friday Night Lights, Bill, and the finale until the new year. And I was talking about, you were telling me how you think Landry, this murder, or, you know, it was in self-defense. This killing will haunt him the rest of his life, and he will eventually kill himself, right?
Killing. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I really think that it will never be mentioned again. The writers will be like, okay, that's put to bed. Let's never talk about it again.
Unless they get pushed
into
it.
They thought they made enough problems.
Yeah, because I wonder, like, will Landry go to school and the whole, it's in the paper. The whole school's heard about it. He defended Tyra. He's a hero. Or that guy's a murderer. You know, I don't want to see.
That guy's a badass.
I don't even want to see that storyline unless they think he's a badass. Because he did the right thing. Wasn't it driving you nuts that he was killing himself over it? Like,
something of the guy. Family, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to see that storyline either. I don't want to see any more of it. Just put it to bed. I want to see more Riggins and the fat guy with mutton chops feeding his ferrets.
I think that one ran its
really
course too.
That guy's gone.
That guy. What about the Riggins has to help the coach with girls gymnastics, and that dude's there, and he's like, I love me some acrobats.
I couldn't stop saying that last week. Jason's looking at me.
That was the best line of the show. I love me some acrobats. This creepy fat guy looking at the high school girls in gymnastics.
But I wonder if they found him at like an Elvis impersonation clinic or something.
Well, wasn't the best line of the show when the coach goes, Riggins, what's wrong with you? And he goes, oh, Cindy, she's not doing her best. She got an 8-1 on that last backflip or something like that. He's getting real involved in the gymnastics. But Friday Night Lights, I love the show. Does anyone have anything to add? Anything special in the episode that you loved?
I just hope it comes back.
Other than you knew last week that I saw Landry.
We need the writer's...
Landry, I love you!
We need the writer's strike to end. We need it to end.
Ow.
I hope the writers get what they want, but also I hope I get my shows because...
At this point, I'm getting pissed off at them because I think they should really go into like some sort of arbitration, some binding arbitration, because too many people are losing their jobs.
You're right. I even read that the talk shows have to come back. Conan's coming back. Leno is. They're like, we got to pay these families. They got to earn their money. We're going back without writers. We've got to.
At least if they went into some form of binding arbitration, they could continue to work and the shows could continue to go on. And then, you know, they would be able to work out the contract behind the scenes.
You know what it was, is it was Carson Daly who broke down the walls, the barriers of this.
And his show was just terrific.
The blacklist was broken that day when he returned to his show.
I've been a bit of a night owl recently, and I watched his show last night, and they were having an eggnog chugging contest. And I was like, wow, now this is good TV.
This is what happens when you have writers.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's do an eggnog drinking.
Like an anorexic wacko.
You know what you're supposed to do when you don't have writers? Call Andy Dick. Get him on the show.
Nice, yes.
Now, Bill, I have a question. Do you think that your sound quality will improve over the show?
Sorry. It's a big question. You need to make it smaller.
Okay. Bill, sound good...
Over the course of the next 5 minutes.
Ah. Oh, God, it's bad.
It's horrible.
The Mulberry Billbot 6000, we need... Fine-tune.
Daylix.
Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Smallville real quick. Yeah, see? We're going to talk about Smallville. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be real good.
Pretty Edward G. Robinson.
The best part of this episode, guys, is Lois Lane gets a call on the phone, and I swear the music cue was off. It came sooner than what the guy said. He goes, I've planted a bomb before he could say bomb on your cousin, Chloe.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like the dun-dun-dun happened before he finished the sentence. It's like, what did he say? I got to rewind that. Oh, he planted a bomb on her. He's like, you will write a story for me, or I will blow your cousin up, all right? Do you got it?
So it's like, kind of like that stupid Colin Farrell movie. You know, every time
the phone booth. Yeah.
he knew everything that was going on.
And Lois, of course, keeps trying to get out of it. I love the UPS guy kind of staring at her. She's like, oh, that's a guy. So she goes and hits him over the head with a hole puncher. She's like, hey, lady, what's wrong with you?
Well, you kept staring at me. Well, you're kind of hot.
Yeah, he's like, it's because you're hot. Yeah, she's like, why are you staring at me? He's like, because you're hot. Then he goes out the door and gets stabbed in the back with scissors. Why does he come back after he gets stabbed in the back with scissors? She's like, hey, I thought I already talked to you. And he's like, ugh, and he falls over.
They had to have him stumble into her again.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I just got stabbed in the back with scissors. I'm going to go talk to that bitch who hit me over the head with a hole punch real quick. Ugh, and then I'm dead. So anyway, that's great. It's a great episode. Let's talk to Bill.
Why?
Bill, I've got to ask you a big question about Smallville.
Sorry. It's a big question. You need to make it smaller.
I didn't ask the question yet.
But make it a little smaller.
Will Chloe and Jimmy stay together on the show?
No, or
will
did they you just see keep the way he looked at his finger?
He's like, freak! Yeah, I love that. Okay. They get stuck in the elevator, and she writes on her envelope, bomb on you. And she's talking to Jimmy about why they broke up and stuff. She looks down, and she goes, Jimmy, look, it says bomb on you. And all of a sudden, the elevator's like, it's like, oh my God, there's a bomb on my person. And he's like, maybe it's in your Secret Santa gift. She's like, oh, that one. And you see right there, a big label, it says C4. C4.
And then it had to spell it out. Composition.
Yeah, and she says, I had the worst Secret Santa ever. Good times. So anyway, I think we lost Bill again. I can barely hear him. It's like a disaster.
Hey, guys. Anyway, I thought about Smallville.
Why don't you tell Bill to call in on the 800 number?
Yeah, Bill, why don't you call him on the phone? 818-925-5132, Bill. Just call him the telephone. Oh, Bill?
Whoa.
One singular sensation.
This is ridiculous.
I know. What the hell is going on? Okay. Couldn't answer that question. Doesn't know what's going on.
It was a big question.
I don't know what's going on. I just know it's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Time for some hooch. Hooch for the pooch.
Exactly. Time for some hooch. Hooch for the pooch. So anyway, it turns out
that my name is Bruce thing.
Yeah. Looks genius. So Adrian, is Adrian? No, that's not his name. Forget his real name. What is his real
Julian.
Name? Julian. Adrian. What does it say? Smallville, Adrian, Julian. Okay.
As long as it ends in I-A-N, everything's okay.
Exactly. Now, what is his name before that we always called him? What is his name, Stephen?
Grant Gabriel.
Grant Gabriel, yeah. Come on, you can't change his name on me. It's Grant Gabriel. It's Julian. So it turns out that Lex is making replicants, like in Blade Runner. He's the Terrell Corporation, right?
Blade Runner?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Too.
And he even goes, I want more life, Lex Luthor. And he crushes
like
his head.
Teardrops in the rain.
Now, to give an example of how great the show is, let's see this great acting here. Oh, by the way, Golden Globe nomination.
Those were my memories, Lex. You're the editor of a major newspaper. That information is everywhere.
What about the time my mom got me a red and green dirt bike for my 7th birthday?
I rode that thing everywhere. I thought I could pedal it.
Because the chain wore out.
It's the one.
I saw your picture in the newspaper one morning and realized we had a lot in common.
Who the hell are you?
Let him talk. How do you have my memories?
Because Lex made me. I went, I didn't work.
I make your eyes! Your eyes!
You can't do it! We made you!
Congratulations, Grant. You're the perfect clone.
I just do eyes!
You're
No, you're supposed to pop away from the mic, Steven.
Same backstory. The only difference is that you worked and I didn't.
My God.
Lionel giving me up for adoption. My Harvard degree.
The paper.
It's all lies.
I was wondering how long they could keep up that mood music.
Am I even your brother?
Brother.
Who died when Lex was 12.
You created me in a test tube. You kept me like some kind of freak pet so you could have a brother? Is that why you couldn't get rid of me?
You're not my brother!
I'll tell you about my brother!
My brother is dead.
And that's the last we'll see of Smallville until the writer's strike ends.
No. Do Nobody they... writes Smallville.
No, there's no writers. That was all improv. Now, Vanessa, having not all seen this show, are you all caught up now?
I'm sorry, I'm what?
Are you all caught up on Smallville now?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of the acting there?
Do you want my real opinion?
No.
Okay. Oh, it was great. Emmy-worthy.
Awesome. We
yes,
love
Emmy-worthy,
it.
Definitely.
Emmy-worthy.
Now, Vanessa, are you ready to do the news?
What'd
you say?
Goodness, you forget it takes women longer to go to the bathroom.
All of a sudden, our production values have gone to the shitter in this episode. But it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's the holiday season, guys. It's all right. We don't have to be perfect. You know what that means, guys.
Time for some hooch. Hooch for the pooch.
Hell yeah.
I love that they use jump around in that.
They use jump around. They use Beetlejuice. They use Pee-wee's Big Adventure. They use Terminator. They use like all these different movie music. All right, Vanessa.
And all of them are cliched as equally as the other one.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do some news. What do you guys say? Let's do it. All right, Vanessa, what do we got in the news this week?
Well, speaking of the writer's strike, Lost will return next month after an absence of 8 months, but fans of the drama may still feel deprived because of the Hollywood writer's strike. The series, like other dramas and comedies, faces the possibility of a season cut short by the strike, now in its 6th week. 8 episodes of Lost have been completed for the series' return January 31st, half the number originally planned. The network announced this year that the series would end in 2010 after 3 more years of 16 episodes each. Most series air 22 episodes a season. ABC decided that fewer episodes of Lost aired without reruns interrupting the serial story would please fans of the show.
There was supposed to be 17 episodes for the season, but now, like every other show, none of these seasons are going to have endings, are they?
Why 17 episodes? I thought it was normally 23 or 22.
Right,
it's 22, but they're doing 16.
Right, they were supposed to do 17 originally. 17, 3 seasons of 17 episodes is what they were going to do. Now, because of the strike, they filmed 8, and everything's just laying around, just waiting for them to come
writers,
back.
Writers, get back to work already, for Christ's sake. We know,
I'll put a pillow over your face.
Yeah, give them something. Make them happy. Bring them back to work so we can have our shows. Otherwise, we're going to have some bad,
Perez Big Brother edition.
Cats and dogs living together.
We're going to have a Perez Hilton game show or something they don't stop, you know. We're supposed to get a new Big Brother, I think, Bill, right? A wintertime Big Brother is the winner because they got nobody, they got no shows to do. Maybe instead of Kid Nation, they're going to have Teen Nation or something.
I hope they don't have another one of those.
I thought it's a great show.
End of story.
It's awful on so many levels.
I disagree.
It was so scripted. It was so just forced. It
scripted?
Vanessa, don't even go there. Fed those lines constantly. No kid talks like those kids did.
I was a dork.
Maybe they're smart kids.
No, they're not smart kids.
I heard that.
You know what I have a problem with is they manipulate through editing on these shows, so they turn a little kid who maybe be outspoken, but through editing they make him seem like a little bitch or a little psycho kid. When in reality they're going to go back to their real lives when this is over, and it's different when you're an adult and you're on like Big Brother and they edited you to look like a dick. But what if you're like 8 years old and they made you look like this and you have to go
but
back to school?
At least give some time to change.
Saw that douchebag on Kid Nation.
Whether the entire 16 episode order for 2008
17
filled,
episodes. Why do they keep saying 16? It's 17.
Yeah, well, this is from CBS. So.
They're wrong. CBS. It's on ABC.
I'm sorry, ABC. Episode 2008 can be filled depends on the duration of the contract dispute between the studios and the Writers Guild of America.
Who cares?
If the writer strike ends, they'll go back to work. We know.
Well, what they're talking about is now with the only episodes they have in the can, so to speak, they're going to just put a little mini cliffhanger ending no matter how long the season.
Yeah, that sucks.
And now it's also going to go on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern time in the slot where Grey's Anatomy used to be held because they're trying to at least get – because, you know, this is hurting their ratings badly. So
I think I'm a little insulted.
Me too.
But they're going to bring back new editions of Dancing with the Stars, The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, quick, call some celebrities. We got to keep these shows going. Bill, Dancing with the Stars last season didn't have any celebrities on it, and some guy named Chilio won. Hilo from Battlestar Galactica won Dancing with the Stars.
Then they're going to do a new reality series from Oprah Winfrey called Oprah's Big Give.
You were going to say Big Butt. That would be a better show.
Oprah's large
so it's going to be about how she's so
Let's
giving.
Let's talk about your big butt.
That's my Pee-wee impression, Stevie. You like that? Good time.
All right, well, hey, you might.
Oh, sorry. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, you may think sexual harassment is no joke.
Conceived gonorrhea.
You may think sexual harassment is no joke, but a lot of college students disagree with you. According to a new survey by the American Association of University Women Educational Foundation, 51% of male college students and 31% of their female counterparts have sexually harassed someone. What makes them do it? Well, 59% of college-age harassers thinks it's funny, and 32% actually think that the harassee likes it.
Wow.
In addition,
baby, come on, you know you like it.
17% figure sexually harassing someone is the best way to get a date with them.
Damn, dude. Look at that chunk, dude.
Steven, I keep telling you that's not how you get a date.
But men and women have different opinions on the effect of sexual harassment. 68% of women who were harassed were upset by the teasing and pinching, but only 35% of men had a problem with being groped.
That's a great thing.
Steven!
Yeah, that 30% was gay.
But would that really be considered harassment if the person – I mean, to be sexually harassed, you have to feel harassed. So if someone likes it, they're not really harassed.
You have to feel her ass? That's sexual harassment, Vanessa? I think you're wrong.
That's where they came up with that word, her ass.
Feel her ass. Harass.
Vanessa!
All right, in Wisconsin.
I love when Vanessa just goes, whatever, and moves on.
What can I say? In Wisconsin, dozens of drivers made a mad rush for cheap gasoline after a station employee accidentally changed the price to 33 cents a gallon.
Nice. Your mistake, dude. Go, go, ding, 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 ding. But wait a second. Doesn't he have to set the machine to do that?
Okay.
Murder town.
An employee closing Triggs Minocqua Shell for the night mistakenly entered the price of gasoline as 32.9 cents instead of $3.29 on Monday night. He left about 10 p.m., but drivers could still use their credit cards to buy gas. Word of the bargain spread fast in the rural northern Wisconsin community, with 42 people buying 586 gallons of gas in an hour and 45 minutes. One person had pumped 27 gallons and two purchased 18 gallons. Local police saw the horde of people at the gas station and called the store manager, who immediately went back and pushed the emergency stop button. There were cars too deep at each of my pumps, said the manager, Andrea Rowland, who knew many of the drivers and told them they were being dishonest. The main store did have the correct price. I was very upset that there are that many dishonest people. They knew there was a problem, and they took advantage of an employee's mistake, and I think that's terrible.
Everybody get back. We got a gas leak. No!
Man, I made a big mistake. Man.
Wait, Vanessa, I still don't understand this. If I were to accidentally make the wrong price on a sign outside...
No, not the sign.
Reprogram... Basically, it was on the pumps then, right?
The pumps, yes.
Okay, okay.
Because every night the price changes. And the sign was correct, but he put in the wrong number on the pumps.
It's a conspiracy.
All Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn. You know what? I hate to say it, but if I was there at that time, I would have done it.
I would have done it. I would have, too.
Well, they changed the
price. We're getting ripped off anyway.
Hey, dump out that 20-ounce Coke. I'm going to fill up gasoline for later. Ding, ding.
It's like they've
stick a rag in it to clog it up there. So
don't drop it or light it.
Times like by putting the wrong price in the newspaper, and they have to guarantee this price.
Right.
So what's the difference? I mean, it's not that they're dishonest; they took advantage of something.
They took advantage of human stupidity.
I don't know.
They took advantage of somebody's stupidity.
You know, many times. Businesses or retailers take advantage of stupid customers. This time the customer fought back. Am I right, Steven?
Right.
Thank you very much.
Well, people look at this as a victimless crime. That's probably, you know, it'd be different if they were stealing gas from another person's car as opposed to the gas station, because people don't look at it the same way, even though it's supposed to steal it.
You're in a deep state of crap.
That's what I say.
All right. You want an autograph from Johnny Depp? Chances are he'll sign something for you and not be a jerk about it. The 44-year-old actor is the most gracious celebrity for the third year in a row on Autograph Magazine's annual list of the 10 best and 10 worst Hollywood signers.
What would Joseph Smith do?
Though soft-spoken and laid-back, he likes to talk to fans and get to know them while signing. New York autograph dealer Anthony Ricci explains. He'll sign more than one item when he has time to. The magazine said editors compiled input from autograph-collecting judges based in Europe, New York, and California in ranking the celebrities. Matt Damon is second on the list, followed by George Clooney, Jack Nicholson, Rosario Dawson, John Travolta, Katherine Heigl, Jay Leno,
Dakota
Fanning.
I want to hear more
about
this John Travolta guy.
New guy. And Russell Crowe.
I'm a bro, not your foe.
Russell Crowe, you might ask, who has a history of throwing temper tantrums, ranked among the worst signers on last year's list. But in a turnaround, the magazine said the 43-year-old actor started treating fans great, signing, taking pictures, and chatting them up.
All right, listeners, if you want an autograph from someone, go ahead and get it, because they're nice.
Johnny, I'm a huge 21 Jump Street fan. I really love you on Jericho. That's not me. That's Skeetle.
Will Ferrell is deemed the worst celebrity signer, followed by Tobey Maguire, Joaquin Phoenix, William Shatner, Renee Zellweger, John Malkovich, Julie Andrews, Bruce Willis, Terry Hatcher, and Scarlett Johansson.
Julie Andrews.
10 people you'll meet in hell.
Oh, my God.
I also heard that Deborah Winger is a real bitch.
Who's talking about Deborah Winger?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, I'm talking about who the people have said that it's an asshole.
Somebody took the time to write down that Deborah Winger is a bitch. That's
I just said that. I said
someone
I've heard.
The time to read.
I know, but where did you read?
Looks like you're working out some issues.
That means
there.
Somebody tried to get Deborah Winger's autograph.
Yes, at a. I remember the story. Somebody was at
big
an airport.
And
hey, look, it's Sissy. Sign my book, Sissy.
Can you sign it, Sissy?
Somebody inquired. Where's Bud at? Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Dear God.
Now I'm going to blow my brains out. My life's over now.
I can't believe you dated that guy from prison.
You cheating on Bud, you bitch. Oh, I'm going to tear up your autograph. What do you think of that, bitch?
Wow.
But you all were right. Sexy on that riding bull, I swear.
All right, you are dumped.
Hey, how dare you?
Easy.
1 in 7 say they have suffered the same fate as Kevin Federline and been told it's all over via text message or email. Vanessa. While hiding behind technology might appear a cowardly way of splitting up, it contrasts with the 4% who simply drop all communication with their lovers without notice. Most of us send emails and texts every day, so it comes as no surprise they are now being used to ditch someone, however distasteful this is.
That's a great thing.
Hey, Steven just texted me saying he's done with the show. That's completely unprofessional. Later, or just
my fax is on the way to Vanessa right now.
The results show 1% of the population would use a social networking site to dump a partner. It would be interesting to see how this
hey,
changes.
Hey, bitch, you checked your MySpace lately?
Yeah, they talked about
that. Don't let the door hit you there.
I usually dump my ex with singing telegrams.
Well, I guess it's happening a lot on Facebook and MySpace.
I heard that you were feeling ill, headache, fever, and chill.
One of the most high-profile victims of dumping by text was Kevin Federline, who reportedly received news that the pop singer Spears was filing for divorce while being filmed for a television show. The survey said 15% of the nearly 2,200 people questioned had been dumped by text or email, although a quarter of those in the most tech-savvy 18 to 24-year-old age group.
This survey.
Excuse
me, can I stop you for a second? I got to ask you something. Have you ever been dumped like Kevin Federline? Yes. I got dumped on Facebook.
They said that they would choose a traditional method by a Dear John letter. They go the old-fashioned way.
Why not just invite them to dinner and go, I can't stand your guts anymore. Piss off.
Dumpstown. Population you, baby. All right. And finally, in Louisiana, a man was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison for bilking friends and family out of more than $800,000 by convincing them that his wife was a government agent who could arrange to have their medical problems diagnosed by satellite. Brent Eric Finley, 38, of Rayville, was sentenced in federal court in Monroe to serve 51 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. His wife, Stacy, was sentenced in August to spend 63 months in prison, and both have to pay over $800,000 in restitution. They have pleaded guilty to wire fraud. U.S. Attorney Donald W. Washington said in a news release following Monday's sentencing of Brent Finley that the couple convinced numerous people that Stacy Finley was a CIA agent, and with her contacts, she could schedule a medical scan of the victim's body by satellite imaging that would detect any hidden medical problems.
Anybody who fell for that deserves to be ripped off because they're dumb.
Who would report it? I'd feel like an idiot. The Finleys convinced their victims that if any medical problems were found, secret agents would administer medicine to them as they slept in exchange for payment, according to a bill of information filed when the Finleys were charged
Thank
in May.
You. Bye-bye.
Steven, you told me the same thing.
Didn't you get the letter in the mail that said your medical disability is stupidity?
It's gullibility.
Yes, I did.
There, you were that notified. You were notified.
Now I can park closer to Walmart when I'm shopping. Thank you.
I think my brain's going to explode.
An electropsychometer.
It just goes to show that scam artists. Well, you know, these people wouldn't be able to get away with it if there weren't stupid people on this earth who fall for it. Well, it's just amazing to me.
Well, every warning sticker on anything was because some idiot did what it warned you not to do.
Exactly. Yep. My favorite being
Have you guys seen the Jack in the Box commercial where the guy is wearing the suction cup jack head on his forehead as he's driving? And you see in small print, it goes, do not attempt. Do not drive with a jack ball on your forehead.
It's like,
no.
Well, they had all those car commercials when they see him doing stunts and stuff. Do not try this. Professional driver on closed cars.
My favorite is the car that's driving on the building with two wheels and the other two are hanging off and it says, do not attempt. How can I do that? And that's another thing is, I forgot, at the very end of Smallville, it turns out Clark is actually Bizarro.
Oh, we forgot all about that.
That blew me out of my chair.
Well, you don't have to get
explosive
snippy.
Diarrhea.
All right, well, Vanessa, you got any more news stories? Or is that it?
I was just going to go along the line of the scam thing. The number one scam out right now, do you know what that is?
No.
It's the lottery. You've won the lottery.
Yep.
Or...
And guess how many people fall for it? And it's not elderly people like you think. That there, it's actually people who are in between, I think it's 25 and 40 or something are the highest number. Not the elderly like you think it would be. They fall for the lottery scam. Which
yeah, well, I have
scary.
A couple million coming to me from Nigeria.
Awesome!
No, I just gave somebody my bank account number so they can help their friend.
Oh, yeah. One of the car accident?
Yeah. I was told I was left some land somewhere.
Yeah. All right,
well, that's actually true.
But,
All right, Vanessa, thanks for doing the news this week. Now, Bill, I have a very big question for you.
What? Sorry, it's a big question. You need to make it smaller.
I didn't ask the question. How about we do some DVDs?
Oh, I think we can try.
Ow! Let's do some DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, Ascended Definition! DVDs!
Oh, hell yes, the DVDs, everybody! Merry Christmas!
Time for the hooch!
Happy Kwanzaa!
Exactly! All right,
gotta
Bill.
Go with the other ones. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
No, we don't. Shit. Just Christmas. All right,
yeah,
Bill.
Why don't we dig out Festivus, too, while you're at it?
Gotta be all politically correct, remember.
No, we don't.
Aw. That's my point.
All right, Bill, what DVDs we got this week?
Vanessa has a point?
Whoa. I know. I know it's difficult for men to recognize points at times.
Yes, because... again, back to the men. It's all men.
I know.
It just exit stage left.
Oy, okay. DVDs for this week.
He vanished into skinny air.
I think that's where I'm going. December 18th, 2007... first DVD is The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones, Volume Dose, or Deuce, or
Do we lose Bill again?
And Young Indiana Jones
I was just
starring...
letting him go on as long as he could.
It's like that, like a retarded cousin that you have that you know embarrasses you. So you just sit there and let him go on and on.
Yeah. Hey, yep. Corky, remember Indiana Jones? Da 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 da
da da da da da da
da
da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da Not many people know
awesome.
That.
It was. Happily, none of the episodes were directed by Powder's pedophile director.
Yeah, that would suck. He was also one of the Boondock Saints.
That's
the
sweet.
Pedophile director?
No. Powder. Powder was one of the Boondock Saints. Exactly, Bill.
Nomine Patriot Fili. Spiritus Sancti.
Exactly.
That's what I wish would happen to me after I watched the movie. Next DVD is a big one. We've talked about this film before. It's a Bruce Campbell classic shot in someone's backyard, Alien Apocalypse.
Nice. Wow, was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Campbell stars as Dr. Ivan Hood.
Really
This
bad.
Movie was so painful.
You
want to
clean that?
And it also had Gabrielle from Xena.
So you're going to say Gabrielle Carteris for a second there?
No, no, Gabrielle from Heroes was his leading lady.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe we should pick this up and do a commentary for it.
Definitely. You know, it's really, it's beyond bad. I hope my name is Bruce is better.
The giant crickets or whatever.
Just wow.
What I love is it's just coming out this week and it could already be in the bargain bin at Walmart.
Yeah,
$5.
What I don't, it already is literally on DVD, isn't it? Is this the special director's cut?
No, this it's right. It's like, I guess maybe they're releasing it to capitalize on some Evil Dead releases or something. I don't know.
Oh, I gotcha.
But it's coming out again if it's already been out.
Awesome.
Next DVD.
Box office poison.
Well, luckily you didn't even make it there.
Yeah, it didn't get to the box office.
Speaking of box office poison, Balls of Fury.
Oh, wow. I remember that commercial.
Wow.
I heard it was horrible.
Wow.
All I know is the guy that's in it, this Dan Fogler, where the hell did he come from?
Balls. Cherries. Balloons. Tires.
This is the
Balls,
ping pong
cherries,
movie.
Balloons, and tires.
The best part of the movie isn't even in the movie. It's the narration where the guy goes, an underground table tennis. I forget what he says. Underground table tennis matches or something like that. And it's hilarious. But yeah, whatever.
All right, next DVD. Black Moon Rising, written by John Carpenter.
Awesome! Tommy Lee Jones in a cool jet car with Linda Hamilton.
I remember seeing that in the theater.
Do you remember the best part is William... Oh, what's the guy's name? J.F. Sebastian. What's the actor's name, Bill? Daryl and his other brother Daryl, that guy?
Shit. It's blanking on me. I have his face.
What's his first name?
He plays a mute guy in the movie, and there's a part where they're trying to warn him to get out of the way, get out of the way. Do you remember this, Vanessa? They're like, get out of the way, get away. And he sees him and goes, oh, hi. And he waves to him, and then he gets killed.
Yes, yes. Oh, William Sanderson, right?
William Sanderson, yes. How could I forget
that?
Thank
you, IMDb.
Wow.
Wasn't Bubba Smith in this, too?
Yeah.
Though?
He has the best line. He says, don't F with the government.
Oh, didn't they show the part where he gets killed, the retarded guy in slow-mo also when he gets when he's like hi guys and in slow motion he gets
that's awesome.
We were just busting up laughing
because they're like get out of the way, get out of the way, and he's like oh hi. All right, Bill, what else? Wait, by the way, is that remastered, by the way, the Black Moon Rising?
It doesn't say so, but I would hope
it looks
is.
Like a made for TV movie, but we saw it in the theater.
That had to be like a whole crazy, like another dimension kind of thing going on.
It does
there.
Have a John Carpenter musical score, though. Yeah.
Just that?
No, that's Psycho, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, that's Psycho.
No, I know what he's doing. He's doing. There's this part in Halo. In Halo, where there's this music, and we call it the John Carpenter music. It's
like kind of like from Christine.
Yeah,
it's an inside joke.
That's when you turn the headlights on. All right, Bill, what else we got?
All right, for people that can't afford the Uber briefcase edition, Blade Runner, the 4-disc collection.
Awesome. I don't think.
I believe this has the final cut, the director's cut, the international cut. And
everybody cut
something else cut.
So there's basically a regular case version, Bill, right? And what am I losing?
If I don't regular, that's just the final cut.
Okay, I want the theatrical cut. What do I?
Yeah,
have to
so
get?
You're going to want at least the 4-disc collector's edition.
But do I have to get the briefcase, or isn't that real expensive?
No, the 4-disc collector's edition is about $25.
Oh, okay. I think that's
the
what I want.
The briefcase, I think, is like $100.
Hey, if my wife's listening, that's what I want for Christmas. But I'm going to get pants, aren't I? And socks.
Socks, yeah. Jockstrap.
Huh?
A tie.
I don't know. It's the first thing that popped in my head.
People still wear those. You never know when you really need a good jockstrap.
I don't play in sports.
Guys don't wear jockstraps anymore?
I think they do if they're football players.
Well, he said they don't wear them anymore. I was like, huh?
They don't wear them walking down the street.
Like
there's much more
cups?
Technically advanced things than jock
like
straps.
A hand.
Tell me, what day is it?
What the?
Goddamn Christmas!
Next DVD is Braveheart Special Collector's Edition. If you don't already own it on DVD, why not buy a triple dip?
Now, screw that. When is that coming out on HD, Bill?
I know. What the hell is this shit about? Collector's Edition. Give me an HD DVD already, you punks.
The only way to watch Braveheart in HD is to get off Xbox Live.
I know, and that's so sad. Next DVDs is the Bring It On
Braveheart
Cheerbook Collection. It's all four. I didn't know there were four, but
good
it's
Lord
all four in one collection.
They're trying to compete with the American Pie straight-to-video franchise.
So it goes, Bring It On Again, Bring It On All or Nothing, Bring It On In It to Win It. Wow.
Bring It On Because...
Because
I said
because
so.
Bring it on because you brought it on.
It looks like
you
the fourth one is racist because the first three all had a white-black thing going, and the fourth one is just two white chicks. So I call racism.
What's weird is the third one is Chinese.
Oh, really?
But it's dubbed in English.
That's awesome. So it's like their mouths move for a really long time. I think the second one had Hayden Panettiere in it.
Yeah, it did. It had Claire. And she still had the same powers in that movie, which is weird.
All right.
You know what's weird? Every time she falls, even falls normal people do and they don't get hurt, a bone always sticks out in her. Just so they can show it go.
The green stick break.
Nice.
She cuts herself a lot.
She's a cutter?
She's a cutter, yeah.
Yeah.
Evil Dead, the Ultimate Edition. God, I can't even tell you how many times they've released this.
Have you ever considered therapy? Because you need it.
One by One, We Will Take You, The Untold Saga of the Evil Dead, audio commentary by Sam Raimi
and
Robert
Tapper. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Bruce. We heard it all before. We own it already. We're not buying it again.
This is unbelievable. I can't even tell you how many times Anchor Bay has released this.
Hey, hasn't Evil Dead 2 or Evil Dead come out on Blu-ray? Anchor Bay's released
Evil
some
Dead
blues.
2 is.
Yeah, they've released some Blu-rays, which is cool.
All right, so just an update to the Blade Runner thing.
Well, Venice
if you
typing,
own HD, DVD, or Blu-ray, the Blade Runner edition you want is called the 5-Disc Complete Collector's Edition. It's got a little extra there.
So it's not a 4-disc. It's a 5-disc?
It's a the HD version is 5 discs.
Nice.
It has the final cut, the work print, the international cut, the theatrical cut, and the director's cut. So 5.
Wow.
Yeah. So in case you just like want to watch one and then watch another and then watch another one and
I cannot fathom.
If you want to see all the different ways Rutger Hauer said, like tears in the rain, so are the days of our lives.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Tell me.
I just do eyes. I make your eyes.
you know what's so bad too is that the Criterion Laserdisc ends like right in the middle of that scene.
Oh.
And then you have to flip it and put the other side on.
So he's it's like, please change the side too.
Yeah. Well, it just goes black. I make your... What? What do you make? No!
I gotta flip it. What is he making? I just do eyes. And I guess that guy dies, right? They kill him?
Yes.
Poor guy.
They cut open his suit. And he
all he wanted was green ice. She has green eyes.
Green ice. How did Rutger Hauer understand that guy?
He's like, what?
That's why they killed
him. Speak English, you crazy Chinese man. Halloween unrated director's cut.
Fuck. All right, is this the Rob Zombie? Or the
Yes, it is.
Is this the Tay Zonde directed Halloween?
No, Rob Zombie, you had it right. It's... feature commentary, alternate ending, deleted scenes, reimagining Halloween, blah, 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 blah.
No, Rob Zombie, Foggy. Now, I did not see this film, but I listened to the Halloween episode of Hollywood Saloon, so I've pretty much seen the film.
Yeah. That's pretty much what they did. Yeah, they covered
cheers,
the whole thing.
Cheers, cheers. Hello.
One DVD I've heard of but never seen called Hatchet. I guess it's some...
Yikes!
Yeah, it's some direct-to-DVD horror movie about...
What do you want from me?
Something like a group of New Orleans tourists who go on a haunted swamp tour, blah, 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 blah.
A haunted swamp tour?
Uh-huh, you know it.
Never go on... Hey, didn't they do that on Dawson's Creek, going on a haunted swamp tour in that one episode?
Yes.
It was awesome.
It's got the Candyman in it, that Tony Todd.
The Candyman.
I think Dawson's Creek had Tony Todd in it, too.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Robert Englund, Kane Hodder.
That will chill you to the bone.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's scary. So,
yeah, there we go.
Does
Hatchet.
Tony Todd chill you to the bone in that, Bill?
More than to the bone, to the core.
Ooh.
There you go.
Have I written you a death threat yet today?
No, but no. Just kill me now, please. all right, this is the DVD I'm most excited about this week, Knight Riders. And that's K-N-I-G-H-T, Riders. Everyone's favorite George Romero film with Ed Harris.
Oh, this is the Ed Harris film.
Yep, the motorcyclists who are part of the Traveling Renaissance Fair thing.
I have never seen this film.
You haven't? Oh, my God. I love this movie.
Tell me what happens in it. I've always wondered what it's about.
Well, they have these jousting tournaments, and they're in, like, their full suits of armor. And it just, they get, like, national attention from it. And there's, of course, a conflict. And it's just, it's so much fun. I haven't seen it in forever, but it's really good. Really good.
Is it a departure for Romero?
In a way, it is, but in a way it isn't. It's typical Romero.
Oh, okay.
It's just not zombie.
I have been speared by Mayan warriors.
So Ed Harris gets speared by Mayan warriors in that?
No. But he does ride a dirt bike with in a suit of armor.
Sweet.
So there you go. I think Tom Savini's in it too. He's one of the
You gotta have Tom Savini.
Mm-hmm. Next DVD is The Mod Squad, the first season, volume 1.
Yikes, with Giovanni Ribisi? Man, that movie sucks.
No, the one with the...
What do you got, some kind of Mod Squad? Is that it? No one has ever said that line in the history. No one says Mod Squad.
The Peggy Lipton that Jones' mom.
What was the TV what was the TV show like?
I don't know. It was in 68.
We do have a clip of it.
Okay, play it.
Ooh, ninja star to the head. Ow!
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. Cool. I'm going to check that out.
Watch out,
capitalizing on the sequel to National Treasure, we have National Treasure 2-Disc Collector's Edition because this giant piece of shit needed another friggin' edition.
National Treasure!
Who sees that and goes, oh my God, 2 discs? I need to see everything that was extra about this movie.
Not only do I want a 2-disc set of this, I wish they'd make a sequel.
I'm so lucky they are.
Alright, I'm going to go see it.
They got to keep movies dumb.
They better have got John Voight back. He plays your dad.
Yeah, because only men go to movies and men are dumb, right?
Huh? No, I'm talking about they seem to be catering to this teen
things.
Audience.
As a personal affront to me. I don't
kids.
Think he's trying to get a rise out
definitely.
Of me.
And not so much teens, just kids in general. Next DVD is a really great music film called Once from Ireland. If you're going to see it, make sure you watch it with subtitles because you will not understand a single word they say.
Where is it? How do you say?
It's Ireland. It's an Irish film.
Ireland!
Ireland!
The Cockney accent.
What'd you say, Vanessa? That's dirty.
A Cockney
she likes
accent?
Thick Cockney's accents?
Go get your wee fish!
See, I don't like a British accent. I love the Irish or Scottish
top
accent.
Of the morning to ya!
That was horrible!
But, this
Steven,
movie is
horrible.
It's really good. The music is terrific. The acting is good. It's like basically kind of in a love story kind of thing where a guy meets a girl on the street while he's playing, and they kind of hang out and then write and perform. And
that's what happened to me.
What?
That happened to me. Same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does that happen regularly?
All the time.
Utah?
I've made several movies about it.
Okay, moving on.
Rush Hour 3, two-disc platinum series.
Haven't seen it. Is it good?
I haven't seen that shit.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch anything that Brett Ratner does. I'm an elitist. No, I have no idea.
What the hell did you just say?
I said
doesn't
Brett
watch Brett Ratner films.
Here, I'll see what review it got.
Do you understand?
Vanessa, do not look up the the ratings of Rush Hour 3 on IMDb, okay?
Yeah.
Stop with the IMDb.
8.3, so it must be good.
No, I'm
going to
keep looking up the reviews.
Go to Metacritic or Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I'm going to keep going to IMDb.
IMDb's better because it's by the users.
Say something. Cool.
Oh, my users, the users, the users, the users. Now,
all right, next DVD, Simpsons movie.
Vanessa, Medium sucks, all right? Just say it.
Do what?
Medium sucks.
Medium Rare?
No, the show Medium.
You won't say Medium sucks?
I like Medium.
It's because you're weird.
Okay, and you guys watch Smallville with the horrible acting.
That's an awesome show.
Why?
Don't ever talk
That's
bad
why
about
why we watch it.
Exactly.
Kelsey Grammer is the angel of death.
But do you watch Medium for the horrible acting?
It doesn't have horrible acting.
Well, see? You watch it even though you think it's good and it sucks. We watch Smallville because we know it sucks.
Plus coming soon, Molly Ringwald.
All right. All right,
Kelsey Grammer.
Also starring Tom Selleck as the court jester.
Huh? What?
She's gone back in time to King Arthur's court
with Tom Savini,
a Connecticut medium in King Arthur's court.
Toby Hooper directs.
What?
Huh?
What was the? I'm sure Bill will know this. What was the Molly Ringwald movie where she actually was topless?
I have no idea.
Oh, Malicious. That's what it was. Yeah, I was shocked when I saw that.
Oh, you just typed that on IMDb, didn't you? Oh, Malicious.
No.
IMDb says so. So I'm taking it as the gospel.
No, I remember seeing it.
I heard it rated very highly on IMDb.
Let me see. 4.6 out of 10. So, yeah.
Felt so good to go streaking.
All right, Bill, what other DVDs we got? We're running out of
time.
As
I said, Simpsons movie DVD is hitting.
Loved The Simpsons. I'm going to get it on Blu-ray.
I haven't seen
it. Oh, yeah,
Simpsons
it is Fox. All
I don't
right.
have a Blu-ray player, though.
Stardust is hitting DVD and HD DVD this week.
That I want to see. I heard it
very
was...
fun movie. Liked it a lot.
Directed
Definitely
by Matthew Vaughn, the guy who did Layer Cake.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why I want to check it out.
We represent the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
When's the next Layer Cake coming out?
Say what?
It's not even been written yet, Vanessa.
Okay. Okay.
Continuing the Jason Lee freight train of suck. We have Underdog.
What's wrong with him?
Isn't he doing the Chipmunks movie? Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what I thought.
Last night, there was absolutely nothing on television, so I sat around, and there was a Alvin and the Chipmunks marathon of Meerkat Manor on Animal Planet. So, you know, I just kind of vegged out and watched Animal Planet. And he would pop up, like, every 15 minutes asking some dumbass question about animals, the chipmunks, and it was embarrassing. My dad's in the background. He goes,
"It's a rumor
that
he's a Scientologist."
I was like, "Yeah, it is."
Is he a Scientologist?
I think there is that rumor,
but we're just Scientologists.
Oh, we lost Bill. Hey, Bill, you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, I thought I got cut off because I heard the static.
Sorry, it's a big question. You need to make it smaller.
Can you hear me? Please.
Yes.
We can't hear you. We are receiving you, Bill.
All right, thank God. I was about to blow my brains out. Finishing up DVDs, capitalizing on Underdog the Movie, Underdog the Ultimate Collection, every Shoeshine Underdog Boy cartoon ever thing.
Huh?
Wow.
Big I'm afraid collection. Something inside me died.
Yeah.
The cartoon is coming out? Was that what you
yes
said?
Yes. Okay. It's the third volume of the Ultimate Collection of the cartoons.
I love the cartoon.
I'm sorry, it's got three volumes. So it's every cartoon there was.
The movie is an abomination.
Yes.
You would know because you saw it?
No.
Because I heard it's very highly rated on IMDb.
It got a 4.6.
Did you ever see that movie with Molly Ringwald's boobs in it?
Yes.
It was very good.
Atrocious?
It was called Salacious.
Atrocious. Oh, okay. And that's DVDs for December 18, 2007. Somebody shoot me in the head, please.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. They were awesome.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal. And
she's one of the dumber people on television.
All right, everybody.
For that.
That was episode 104. Cyberdyne Systems. That doesn't work anymore. That was episode 104. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. I'd like to apologize on the behalf of Bill.
Yes, please. I'd like to insult Microsoft Vista and Asus for a $300 shit motherboard known as the Striker Extreme.
The Striker Extreme. I like that.
Yes. Don't buy it. It's overpriced.
Striker.
Head Striker?
Yeah. So I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in.
That system probably contains a new data encryption algorithm.
Does it, Bill?
I if it did, it wouldn't suck so bad.
If Eddie Deason says it does, it does.
What I would like everyone who's listening to do is go to nowhereinmulberry.com or nimlive.com. You like that, Bill?
Yes.
And click the links to Mulberry Old School, or you can find all of our old episodes there. You'll find a link to our forum. Or write us, as Steven's
sorry,
wanting.
Are we keeping you up, Steven?
I've had a long day, dude.
At nimpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491. And
I dare you.
We actually got an email, guys.
Wow.
A listener corrected us. Chris Kattan's monkey character was not Mango. It was...
No. He wasn't saying that.
It was Mr. Peepers.
No, I never said that.
No, he was talking, like, saying that separately we were naming off characters.
Yeah. Hey, this grapefruit's rotten.
Exactly.
But thank you, though.
But thanks for the correction. But also, please don't ever correct anyone on Kattan trivia because list of things that are important in the entire universe, it is the very last thing on it, okay?
We're withholding the name for, you know, to keep you from being
from getting
bombarded.
Getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that?
Exactly.
But we have written a diatribe about you on IMDb, though, so check that out. It got a good rating.
We gave you a 6.
It was an excellent diatribe. The users loved it.
Oh, my users, the users, the users. Now, guys, thank you for tuning in to... I already said that. I got nothing else. I'm out of here. Later, Steven.
See ya.
Oh, and don't forget, the Rise of the Video Game documentary is on. So if you want to go, if you're a video game addict, go watch it.
Now, Vanessa,
what's that on, exactly?
If you're going to plug something, tell us the channel and the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't tease our ass with a feather.
I can go look. It's saved on my TiVo, but
no, don't worry about it.
It's in two parts, so make sure that you record.
Kind of like
those.
My ass.
But the first, it's called Part one is all about, you know, Pong and going up to the Pac-Man days, and then part two goes on forward. Then I think it has.
I heard that part two was all about how
what
much
Metal channel
Gear
is
ass.
It on?
Oh, I can look for it.
I heard
don't worry about it.
Gave it a great review.
Oh, that'll never end.
Actually, I will look it up on
hey,
the internet.
Hey, Bill, how much time we have left?
I'm not even in the chat room because nobody was replying to me. You all suck.
Oh, wow. That's
pork chop sandwiches!
That's unfortunate, Bill.
Oh, Discovery Channel. I'm sorry. There it is.
Discovery
I couldn't remember
Channel.
The name.
Thank you, Vanessa. You know how to plug things. Thank you.
Yes. I had it in my head, and then I went blank. It's
you're
a five-part documentary. It's five parts, so make sure you record all five parts. And they're going to show it over and over again, so...
Okay, well, thanks, everybody.
You're squirting your butt with a water hose.
Looks like we have about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I got a minute. So here's what we're going to do, guys. I'm going to thank you for tuning in. Oh, I already did that! Steven, tell me to stop thinking.
Stop thinking.
No, we really should never stop thinking these people. Do you think, guys?
Everybody who listens, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, and make sure you don't stay tuned for Hackery with B-Dub. I mean the Midnight Show with B-Dub. What?
No, you do tune in. And
oh, yes. I mean, yes. Tune
Vanessa,
in,
you need to make tune sure into the show after us because they do sex talk. You can call in.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'll
and
about school them.
But
weapons,
Vanessa, so. Don't shame the family crest. That's all I say. All right, everybody. That's episode 104 of Nowhere in Mulberry. We appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, Steven.
Bye, Jason.
Get out. Bye, Vanessa. Get out!
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Jason. Wait. Marissa's team won number one in state.
Oh, cool.
Gold. They're the gold medal winners.
Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Bye, Bill.
See you in the chat room.
Yeah.
Join us in the chat room, guys. We'll be in there till 3 a.m.
I heard IMDb gave it a good review in the chat room.
Yep. So you're trying to say it's the opposite. That's horrible.
Jennifer's a hooch. Hooch for the pooch.
Now this is podcasting.